from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, the Trump administration is pumping the brakes on New York City's controversial congestion pricing plan. The U.S. Department of Transportation released a statement announcing the Federal Highway Administration terminated approval for the plan to charge drivers $9 to enter below Manhattan 60th Street. U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy called the toll a slap in the face to working-class Americans and small business owners across New York and New Jersey. Duffy says he's terminating the pilot because there's no toll-free option for drivers who need to travel into the area, and because the toll rate was set primarily to raise revenue for transit rather than at an amount needed to reduce congestion. Paul Kinetra, a Republican assemblyman from Ocean County, says New Jersey police officers are eager to help ICE speed up deportations. He's introduced a bill to give police departments up to $7,000 for each unauthorized immigrant they help to catch.
The help certainly would be needed, and this would offset salaries. This would offset man-hour costs. This would offset any other kind of, you know, allocation that would go into this.
Kinetra says the bill would pay for itself with the money the state saves from not having to financially support unauthorized immigrants. New Jersey news brought to you by the Nissan President's Day Sale. The Nissan President's Day Sale is here, and it's bigger than ever. Make your way to Route 46 Nissan, Route 17 Nissan, Edison Nissan, and Route 33 Nissan for presidential savings with 0% financing on the Nissans you want. Union County is launching a new recycling program for clothing and accessories.
The county is partnering with Helpsee, a leading sustainable clothing and textile recycling company. Designated drop-off bins are now offered in Scotch Plains, Summit, and Plainfield. Collected items will be repurposed, keeping them from landfills. Helpsee is a New Jersey company based in Eatontown. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And Toms River Police are investigating the deaths of two pedestrians who were hit and killed on Fisher Boulevard last night. The Lakewood Scoop reports they died after being taken to a hospital. The Ocean County Sheriff's Office says Fisher Boulevard was shut down for about 3 hours. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Is this freeze going to break soon? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Cape May and Wildwood at the far southern tip of New Jersey could see some snow accumulation later on. But today's snow chances, very limited. The heavy stuff stays hundreds of miles to our south. A better chance for widespread snowflakes actually coming up for tomorrow. Meanwhile, we are frozen again. Highs only around 30 this afternoon with abundant cloud cover. That chance of light snow clips southern New Jersey tonight. Otherwise, calm and very cold. Lows mainly in the upper teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and still frigid. Highs again near 30. Now, we could see a round of widespread spotty rain showers tomorrow afternoon. And I'll even say up to a coating of accumulation is possible. We move into Friday and we finally start to warm up. Sunny and breezy. Highs in the mid-30s. We'll see some 40s this weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Phillipsburg, 26. Princeton, 25. Cherry Hill, 25. Weather brought to you by NJ Diet. With NJ Diet, there are no shots, no hormones, and no surgery. You'll lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days the natural way. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET or go to njdiet.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.